Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 97. So what does drama do? It zaps energy and steals focus. So let's work together to defeat some drama now. Thanks so much for joining me today on what I know is a very busy day for you if you're like any of my clients. So today's episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. I really encourage you to go check them out. Go to pillarsocialmedia.com. Today, I'm going to be asking you this question. What do you do to get your way? You know, let's face it, life is a lot better if we get what we want, generally. If the world, circumstances, and other people would just cooperate, life would be great. If you've had a toddler or have at least been around one, you've seen that innate desire live out. During those early years, there's really no sense of others. All they know is what they want, and they will pull out all the stops in their limited bag of tricks to get what they want. They might try cute first and then move to whining and pleading. From there, they'll head straight for the full-out temper tantrum, throwing themselves on the ground, crying, kicking, and screaming like the world will come to an end if they don't get that toy or candy. Luckily, most toddlers are taught that that's not an appropriate response. They learn to accept delayed gratification, and sharing becomes easier. When my boys were little and they'd start to whine, I would tell them, "I can't understand you when you talk like that." Or, "You are just getting farther and farther away from getting what you want." And I did my darndest to do nothing to reward them during a rant. We had sitting timeouts in the middle of a grocery store. We left restaurants. Ugh, as I think back, I must say, I do not miss those times. It was sometimes very inconvenient to follow through with consequences or not give in, but I wanted them to learn that whining and temper tantrums were not the route to getting their way. As adults, we still have that innate desire to get our way. Most of us have learned to consider the needs of others in addition to our own, or have learned the art of delayed gratification, understanding the need to set goals and work for things we want. Others have learned to put their own wants and needs aside, choosing instead to focus on helping others get what they desire. And there are those who still work to get their way. Sometimes it's okay. We have an opinion or perspective that has helped us make an informed decision about what we think is best. We seek to have our opinion known and understood through assertive communication. Still others will use manipulative tactics. Work the politics of the office, start gossip, stay quiet in a meeting and then campaign for their agenda, or use the stay stuck strategies I talked about in episodes 50, 51, 52, and 53, as a for instance. Those are denial, defensiveness, deflection, and defriending. If you go to the show notes for this episode, I'll have the links right there. Just go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and find today's episode. Have you ever seen a grown-up throw an adult-sized temper tantrum? I know I have. And do I even need to say it? All of this stuff creates drama. I have seen through my work that some people will deploy manipulative tactics to get their way for a short period, while others will keep going, pulling out all the stops and using multiple manipulation tools. Most will have a stopping point where they throw in the towel and quietly give up. Recently, I was working with a client and sharing the results of a cultural assessment, and I felt compelled to emphasize with them one more time that the information contained in that report must be kept confidential. I shared that normally I see a person's end point. They use manipulative tactics and then give up the fight, realizing they must succumb. In this particular instance, however, I was up against someone who continued to use manipulative tactics and covert operations with me during the entire evaluation. This person lied, changed appointments a gajillion times, was a no-call, no-show for a couple of appointments, tried to avoid me during our scheduled times when he did show up by continuing to take phone calls and then dragging them out as long as possible. and then telling me he had to leave suddenly. And when all of that didn't work, this person became condescending. If I asked a question he either didn't know the answer to or didn't want to answer, he treated it like it was the most stupid thing he'd ever heard on the face of the earth, with all of his actions and nonverbals and the tone of voice. Wow. When all that failed and I kept coming back and I kept trying to pursue the information, he got incredibly defensive, belittling, and arrogant. Then there was the badgering and trying to block me from key documents I needed to review. During the entire process, this person, who knew I'd be providing a report to his superiors, never backed down. Instead, he continued to escalate his tactics, like a toddler, but in an adult way. I never did see his endpoint. What else was he capable of? Thus the extra emphasis on keeping a report confidential. He was not a person who would take it well if he saw things in black and white, I am sure. So it got me thinking. We all have the capacity to try some tactics to get our way, some overt and some covert, some professional and above board, and some not so much. So it's time to do some reality checking. My question for you today is, are you aware? What actions, behaviors, conversations, tactics do you use to try to get your way? Do you use different tactics in your personal life than you do in your professional one? Are you passive, aggressive, or assertive with your tactics? Are you engaging in covert operations, working behind the scenes, gossiping, or working the politics of the office in your favor? Are you sitting quietly in a meeting and then campaigning for your position afterwards? At what point are you willing to concede? Do you ever take it too far? Do you need to let go sooner? Are you retaliatory after the fact if you don't get your way? Are there areas where your desire to get your way makes you blind to the perspectives, desires, ideas of others? Where are you igniting drama rather than defeating it? I really want you to take some extra time to really think about these questions and get real. They can be tough. If you have a few trusted advisors in your life who see the way you operate, ask for their opinion. You can find the list of questions that I just stated right in the show notes. I encourage you to go and look. Really put some thought into this one. Ask yourself, are there changes that you need to make in this area? And if you need help, contact me. I will help you identify where you need to make changes, and I'll hold you accountable to moving forward and creating that momentum. Go to defeatthedrama.com to find these questions. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then find the show notes for episode number 97. All the questions I just outlined will be there. And really put some thought into these. And like I said, find someone in your life or your work who you can trust, who you value their opinion, and ask them to speak into your life. What do they see? This is a really important one. All right. Thanks for joining me. And until next time, make it a great day.